USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As negotiations continue regarding a new border deal, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, delivers remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday about the negotiation efforts regarding the security supplemental package. The New York legislator telling the chamber negotiations are nearing the finish line, but says there's more work that needs to be done before the package is finalized. Senator Schumer emphasizing the importance of bipartisanship to get the job done.
Both sides have an obligation to tune the partisan noise out and to continue working. Bipartisanship is the only way that action on the border is going to happen, that aid to Ukraine will be secured, that help to Israel in the Indo-Pacific and aid to innocent civilians in Gaza will happen.
After an Iranian drone strike killed three U.S. troops off the border of Syria and Jordan, New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler says there's more than meets the eye.
I think the unholy alliance between China, Russia, and Iran has come into full view. China is the biggest purchaser of Iranian petroleum.
Lawler is a sponsor for the Stop Harboring Iranian Petroleum Act, or the SHIP Act, which would impose sanctions on people who work with Iranian oil, preventing them from obtaining visas or owning property in the United States. Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is criticizing the Justice Department for its investigation into her campaign's spending on security services. Bush is under scrutiny because she married her security guard last year and kept him on her campaign payroll. At least four people are dead after a boat carrying tourists sank off the coast of Cancun. The boat carrying over 16 guests and crew members sank after getting caught in a strong sea swell, according to ABC News. At least seven people are missing and eight have been rescued. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A verdict may be reached in another trial against former President Trump. USA's Ryan Daniels has the details.
A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is hoping a Manhattan judge will mandate Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against the former president. She alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans.
After his police force arrested 59 illegal immigrants in his suburb, Oak Brook Police Chief Brian Stokas says he is working hard to protect his community.
It's a problem for my community. Our police department's responding accordingly. We're shifting our resources to our retail areas to make sure those areas are well protected. But it's definitely a problem that extends beyond the borders of Chicago.
Chicago is in the spotlight as Mayor Brandon Johnson extended the eviction deadline to March for city-run illegal immigrant shelters after being pressured by the city council. In anticipation of Super Bowl weekend, United and American Airlines are introducing additional flights connecting Kansas City and Las Vegas airports, and flight numbers are catching the attention of both Swifties and Chiefs fans. American Airlines has included two flights with the numbers 1989, paying tribute to Taylor Swift's birth year. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.